This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening.
Hello, gosh.
You caught us off guard there, didn't you?
Well, luckily, I'm clothed.
Well, just makes a change, babes, at the moment.
Yeah, I wore a nice pink jumper for yesterday. Hello, everybody, and welcome to FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Access All Areas. Woohoo!
It's here. We are here.
We are here.
We
just made a quick trip to the pub first, though.
Sorry, I had to go and have a little drink. Had a bit of a day.
Stressful day.
Yes.
But sorry. I mean, it's getting worse. But we did have a lovely evening last night, didn't we, Lizzie?
It was fantastic. The skates were on.
Torvald and Dean. Skating around that rink. You fell over.
No, I got taken down. Now, this is the Natural History Museum, and they've got the open of their ice rink, and
Gorgeous.
A little kid took me down on the ice. I had a penguin. He just took it from me, and I just...
Explain what a penguin is.
It's a little penguin that you hold on with your two hands, and it kind of helps you along if you're not the best skater.
Yes.
But it was quite fun, and I was doing it as a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
And he came up behind me, clipped the back of my skate, and whipped the penguin from my hands. And I just went flat.
Sounds like a right little bastard.
I am so lucky I've got my teeth. Thank heavens.
Ooh.
I shouldn't have any teeth today, but I'm here.
But you're here.
And I'm here in fine feckle.
And you know, we're dressed and we're ready.
We are dressed.
But you won't be dressed soon because our first guest is coming and apparently she's bringing some fancy dress outfits.
I know. Well, it's Halloween.
It is.
And we have the one and only... Ooh. Gemma Lucy.
She's a friend of the show.
I'd say she's a friend of the show,
yeah.
And known for many things. And we need to ask her about Bear.
We do. And X on the Beach is finished now.
X on the Beach.
I mean, she was out a bit before, wasn't she? Because she had a little bit of a fight.
I mean, she got thrown off the show.
She did get thrown off
she's
the show.
She's controversial,
she
shall
is,
we say.
But she's actually a lovely girl.
She's actually the sweetest girl ever.
Yep.
Honestly, she really is.
So we've got her up first, and then who have we got? This is exciting.
Yeah, and we have the one and only Mr. Cowell.
Explain further.
Brother.
Tony Cowell.
Tony! I love Tony. And he is fantastic because he
does... So you two are friends?
I'm a very dear friend of Tony's. I'm very lucky. He's a lovely, lovely chap. And he does loads working with The X Factor, does a column with Best.
Yes, he does.
He's a great showbiz reporter in his own right, and has really helped James Arthur, actually. Lovely story.
Yes.
Which we're going
to talk to him about that. Because obviously James Arthur is having somewhat of a comeback, isn't he? Well, it's pretty massive, to be honest, saying somewhat.
It's humongous.
Yeah. So his single went to number one. It's been at number one for ages.
I heard he's going to Hollywood today.
Yes, I did hear that. He wants to try his hand at the old acting biz.
Good luck. That's a tough old biz.
Well, it certainly is. You know, I nearly went into acting.
I think you should.
Well, you know, I gave
you
it up.
Could.
I gave it up.
Why?
Because I was caught talking about things I shouldn't by my drama teacher, and then he didn't like me, and then that was the end of
darling.
That.
Darling, you see, it's all down to teachers.
I tell you what, it really is.
I blame the teachers. But what I love about Tony, he's one of the loveliest guys you could ever meet. But if you close your eyes, he has exactly the same voice as Simon.
Well, luckily, the listeners will be able to hear that.
But Tony is a real, true, beautiful person. He's lovely. But he knows it all what's going on at the X Factor. So it's going to be very interesting.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward
and
to speaking
to him.
And
obviously, if anyone has any questions, we'd love to hear from you.
Definitely.
So please tweet in.
And we've also got Kendall O'Reilly. Now, you may not know who she is, but you soon will. She is Miss International Swimsuit UK. And she is... banging gorgeous.
Woo!
I'm telling you now.
Woo!
Pictures I'm looking at. What a stunner. So
Woo!
She's going to be on the end of the show. So it's yet again a jam-packed show. But we do have time for some showbiz gossip this week, which makes a change.
We have time to chat, darling. We've
yes.
got time to chat.
And do you know what I want to chat about? Take a guess.
Not my clothing again.
Not your clothing again. Not your boobs.
Phew. Go on, what? Tell me.
Bake Off. It's all over.
It's over.
Candice is the winner. Of the cake stand.
Well, her lipstick won, I think.
Do you think that was what it was?
Well...
It was the lipstick what won it.
I find it... You love a bit of Bake Off, I know.
My favourite show.
It's your favourite show of all time. I do feel quite sad that it's not continuing on the BBC.
Mary Berry. Your good friend Mary Berry.
She's a good mate. I've been out with her on a few occasions.
Partying with
Berry.
She
always loves my frock. But I do feel a bit sad about it all. I feel it's come to a bit of a bitter taste.
Yes, it does. Bitter Bake Off.
Bitter Bake Off.
So that'll be the last series on the BBC. It'll be the last series with Mary Berry, last series with Mel and Sue. And that's it.
And Old Hollywood. Well, you know, it's in the name. He's gone with the money, hasn't he?
He's followed the dough. He's followed the dough. Over to Channel 4. So apparently there's some.
What's the news on that? You know what's going on with that Channel 4 show.
Well, there's a bit up in the air. There's obviously a lot of rumours about who's going to be taking over the presenting job.
Right.
Jennifer Saunders, I saw today, was actually the hotly tipped one by the bookies. So she could
that would be great.
Her and Joanna Lumley.
I mean, can you imagine? It would be hilarious.
That would be good. I imagine they'd have to pay a lot of money to have both of them
actually,
there.
Actually, that could really work.
Yes. That's one thing that, yeah. So they can make it work. The worry is if they get someone like Davina McCall, who I do love, but just wouldn't work on Bake Off.
Have they said, has her name been?
Yes, she has been in the mix, but she said that, well, how would I do that? Because I'm sugar free. Good point.
Oh.
Good point. Then with the judges, there's a couple of rumours I've read. So Jamie Oliver is currently in the
too
lead.
Too much for me.
You've got too much alpha maleness, I feel, going on. Do you know what I mean?
With him and Hollywood. And
yeah.
He's got too many babies. He needs to spend a bit of time at home.
Do you know who I would like to see? And she is one of my faves.
Come on.
Nigella Lawson.
Oh, wow. I love a bit of Nigella.
Yeah.
Sexy, cool.
Sexy, cool, gets it. Does bake.
Nigella would be great.
So she would be a
and
potential.
And she needs a bit of a comeback because she had that terrible divorce.
She did.
Did her career no good.
That she did that programme, The Taste, which went really badly
really
in the
badly.
UK. Did well in America, but.
Yeah, but
badly
she's not.
Over
she's,
here.
She needs a good comeback, I feel.
Yes.
Because she was everywhere and everyone adored her and that awful divorce and her husband
and
was
she
a bit
looks
naughty.
Incredible.
Well, she's a very sexy lady, voluptuous.
Mm-hmm. She's got a good surgeon.
She's good. I like the way she does it very sexily as well.
Yes.
We need a bit of sex on
we
there.
We do need a bit of sex.
I think she would be great.
Yes.
Who else do you like?
Who else has been rumoured? I'm forgetting now. But apparently there was one of the presenting rumours was also Jo Brand. Kind of
yeah,
into that.
Yeah, I heard about
she's very
Brand.
Dry. She's in a similar humour vein
I
to
like
Mel
her.
And Sue.
No, I really like her. And I've worked with her before. And I really, really do like her. She's mm-hmm. very amusing and fun. She would be great. I've got a feeling, a little birdie told me, she's in hot in the running for it. I think she could be
really
it.
And she does do a lot with Channel 4. She does a lot of charity stuff, so who knows, it could happen.
She's perfect for it.
Yeah,
she likes her food.
And guess where I'm going this weekend, Lizzie? This is very exciting for me.
Oh gosh, am I going to be jealous?
I think you might be a bit.
Oh okay, come
I'm
on
I'm going
me,
to Strictly Come Dancing.
Da-da, da-da.
That was not the generation game.
Sorry, going back a generation.
I'm taking my lovely sister,
it's
Emma.
It's a fantastic show. Do you know, I was going to be there this weekend, but
really?
All my family are coming over to stay with me, and I couldn't obviously go, hi, Mum, I'm Strictly.
Yeah.
But I was going to be there too.
For
you've got Halloween.
Halloween week, yeah, it's going to be well good. My absolute favourite babe, Alicious, whatever, he is doing a Charleston, which I think is going to be amazing. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing it. But it is a long night. It's a long, hard night. You have
to
get there at 4:30.
A flask of something
whiskey.
Nice in.
Yeah.
Because it is a very long night. You get a sore bum.
You
they
do.
Don't let you out. Do a wee before you sit on
you
those
get,
seats.
You get one little wee break, don't you, between the recording of the...
Well, one time I was sitting there and I thought, oh my God, I'd had so many glasses of wine before we went in. And I was sitting there thinking, I need a wee. And they were like, nope, won't let you back in. I thought, what? And in the end, I crawled on my hands and knees up the steps. And my friend had to pretend she was like two people sat in my both seats. I looked kind of big, made herself look big.
I mean,
and I crawled on my hands and feet and I got so told off.
They're very strict there. I'm not allowed to wear jeans.
No jeans.
I'm not going to be on camera. I'm going to wear a jacket. Probably
you
wear this
seats?
Very same white shirt
who
I'm wearing now.
The important question, who got you your seats and your tickets?
The press team. The lovely Chris McCluskey. Do you know him?
I do. He's gorgeous.
Lovely boy. He also does Eurovision.
Yeah.
My second favourite show.
Okay, it is. You do love a bit of Eurovision. But, good. I hope you've got good seats. It does make a difference.
I did
seats.
Have good seats last time. So
where were you?
Right by the stairs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, right at the front.
At the front. Front row.
Not front row.
Second.
I think they say that for family, don't they? Family and friends.
Family, really. Even the judges.
People that are
going to
be on
row.
Camera. Yeah, it's true, yeah. So I think it was maybe third row.
So Boris Becker last week got front seats.
Well, he's a fairly big name. You know, they want to get the... I saw Frankie Sanford was down there last weekend as well. It was nice.
Yeah.
But
you often see celebrities in there that are considering. That's a little hint.
Boris Becker?
What's wrong with that?
Can't
fantastic.
See it myself.
He's a great mover.
Is he?
Yeah.
Can't say I can imagine it.
He can move around very well in any space, in any cupboards.
Interesting.
He's a very good mover.
Lizzie!
He doesn't mind me saying that. He's a friend. No, he's a great mover, but he was their front seat.
Well, who knows then? Maybe we're going to have a Boris Becker Strictly 2017.
We could well.
Stranger things have happened. I mean, Ed Balls is still in the competition, so... Have you been watching
it? No, I love Strictly. Mm-hmm. And obviously, my best friend's Bruno. I was just on the phone, actually, when you came into
the little bar to Bruno.
And it for me, it's one of my favourite shows because it is so entertaining. And Ed Balls, that lift, oh my word. Mm-hmm. He nearly killed her.
He was grabbing her by the bits, wasn't he? It's like, I mean, it just wasn't... The whole thing just was unpleasant to watch.
He's never going to make the ballet rumble, is he?
Certainly not. But he's definitely entertaining, if nothing else.
I think he's brilliant. I actually have to say, I never laughed so much on a Saturday night. I never thought I'd say that, but he made my night.
Yeah.
Ed Balls made my Saturday evening.
Who's your favourite?
I love Ali, Ash and Daisy.
Interesting, they were in the bottom two last week.
And what was that about?
What
Did
was
you
that
think
about?
They liked their lights out with their hands? It was different. Do you think people
actually
don't like change? What was that?
I thought it was a bit boring. For a Charleston, was it a Charleston? I think so. Or a tango? I can't remember.
Charleston.
I found it a bit boring. Yeah, I get what they were going for with the mime.
But do you feel people think they're naturally going to win it? I'm not going to vote for them.
Yes,
I'm vandalising the studio.
Oh my
God. I'm sorry, I've had one of those days.
Possibly, yeah. But I mean, Anastasia's still in there.
How do you feel about Anastasia?
I really liked her before.
What's your thoughts on the Anastasia and Brendan scenario?
Well, Brendan has a reputation, doesn't he? He doesn't always get on with his acts.
Lulu, very vocal about that. And Fiona Phillips.
So I don't know. She did quite well last week. She got a higher score, and she wasn't with him. She was dancing with Gorka. So
I know. It was a bit of a
maybe Brendan
telltale sign. And she kind of kept saying, "I'm at the top." Oh, and thank you, Brendan. It was like, this is for you, Brendan.
I think she didn't really know what she signed herself up for, did she?
It's difficult though, because I think you've got to really watch the show, and that show is a whirlwind. Once it starts, you don't stop. And as I said, I'm very close with Bruno, and he does the Dancing with the Stars and flies back to LA.
I know, it's a nightmare.
So he leaves, on Sunday, is back on Tuesday, Wednesday for the show.
I hope he gets a nice first class seat.
Of course he does. But it is a whirlwind that the Strictly, you can't get off the wheel. It's full on.
Well, that's Will Young proof, because he couldn't stand the heat, could he?
I mean, any more on Will Young or what's that? Has he closed up, hasn't he?
Disappeared. That's it.
He's been walking his dog a bit. I saw that.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of him walking his dog. I think that's it. Just taking time out, isn't he? Collecting himself. Bit of a drama, really, wasn't it? So
for what? Collecting himself?
No, I don't know. He's not going to be on the finale, is he, with all the acts back on?
No, I don't think Karen's too happy. Going to Cornwall and then you don't turn up. 6-hour journey and then you don't show.
That's a bit of a nightmare.
If that's true, very naughty.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I can imagine it.
I'd just go to the pub and think, sorry about to swear. I can swear.
Swear on
Two
Bar Radio.
To it. That's what I'd say. Now, darling, we've got some mighty fine guests coming up.
Yes.
I'm very excited about Gemma Lucy because she always is so controversial.
Yeah, she is.
A lot of Snapchat pictures with old Bear.
Stephen Bear.
What's that?
Winner of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, but where has Bear got sense?
Maybe she'll turn up with Bear.
Yeah, but Celebrity Big Brother, have we seen much of him?
No. No. I mean, this is interesting, and that's something I actually want to ask her about. Where's he disappeared to? I guess he's doing these club PAs and that. You know, that brings in a lot of money, doesn't it? So,
is that what they mainly do after the... It can't last forever, those things, though, can it?
No. So we'll have to see. Well, we're going to find out from her, aren't we?
Well, any questions for Gemma Lucy, please tweet in.
Gorgeous Gemma Lucy.
And she's a lovely, sweet girl.
She is. You've even been out on the clubbing with her, haven't you?
On the Razzle.
Yeah.
I
can't say I have, but, maybe
You're
one day.
You're very welcome.
I mean, I don't drink anymore.
Yeah, righto. I saw you yesterday at the ice rink. Did you get food, by the way? I was very kind. I brought you food.
You did. I saw you pointing to the... It's hard. I'm vegetarian. I've been vegetarian for 18 months. And getting food at events, dear listeners, is a fucking nightmare. It really is. So I was starving, and I'd had about nine glasses of wine.
I got your little fried cheese thing. finger.
That was fish.
Oh.
But thanks.
That's okay, darling. I tried. I was trying.
You did. I really did appreciate it. I do appreciate that, Lizzie. I really did.
Well, if you appreciate it so much, are you going to play my favourite trick? Which one have we got
tonight? Is that Chainsmokers?
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Okay, let's play a little bit of Chainsmokers. I think we're still waiting for our first guest. Well, she's here. Okay, fine. So let's play a little bit of Chainsmokers, yeah?
Yeah.
Just for you, Lizzie.
Thanks, darling.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
You do just for you, Lizzie,
track.
And we've got our first guest in the studio,
Gemma Lucy,
hello.
Friend of the show,
my
Gemma Lucy.
She's looking good.
She
I
is
love
looking
your
good.
Do you like it?
To be fair, I've never seen her look bad. I mean, I've seen you in very little.
Me, really?
Taking your bins out.
I love that. I love that.
Babes.
You look fantastic. Where is this outfit?
This is a brand new Adidas tracksuit. I've got Adidas trainers. I've got this new obsession where I have to, if I have an Adidas tracksuit on, I have to get Adidas trainers. Or a Nike tracksuit.
Who's got that kind of money?
No, but like, I've got even have Nike socks, Nike bra. It's all got to be like, it's a bit like
obsessive. Are you Adidas? Do you prefer the Adidas? Do they send you the stuff or do you go out and say, right, that's the latest stuff I'm getting?
No, Adidas actually don't send me stuff. Like, I get stuff, sent stuff from brands that are usually a bit smaller. I'd love it if they did.
But we all would. Yeah. I mean, I like getting a freebie. Yeah, they come every now and again.
I love this outfit.
Well, you can borrow it later.
Sorry, I haven't done my phone off.
No, once again.
Once again.
So what have you been doing? X on the Beach is all over now. Obviously, you left a little bit before.
Sure, I know, wasn't it?
Oh, darling.
I loved it.
I mean,
it was like watching another person because you're so sweet. And when I saw that, I was like,
what is going on? I know. Well, Jim. Obviously, we're put in situations that in real life you're not put in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ever in my life again sit around a table with all my exes, spin the bottle with the people they're getting with and all that, you know, messed up situation. So that's never going to happen to me.
I love that scene where you, I think we discussed this last time, mate. No, we can't have done. Where you were like, kicking off, and again, I can't remember her name.
Kicking off, me.
And it was because you were having sex and she was it in her bed or something?
It wasn't her bed, right?
Something so, like that.
Basically, I was having sex with her ex, more like.
That was it. And she was kicking off. Didn't she pour your makeup in the...
She threw my makeup in the swimming pool. This is
that's
why
it.
I got... This
see,
is
that,
why
that's horrible to do that.
Yeah, like... But what I don't understand is, like, I love MTV and I love the whole production and everything, but I got in trouble for a little bit of grabbing, but surely throwing someone's possessions in a pool is also not acceptable.
Fairly aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, your makeup... Yeah. I can't stand maybe my underwear, but makeup.
I need it. We're filming here. Do you know what I mean?
True, so, yeah. You don't want to be borrowing other people's. You know what you like.
Exactly.
I get it.
Do you know what I mean? But no, I mean...
Out of order.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the show is edited and obviously, you know, we all know, even shows like Big Brother, it's filmed for 2 days and it's put into an hour.
Yeah.
So what they didn't show was me and Ashley, we were there sitting at the table and we both kind of... gave each other the look that we were going to go off and do stuff. And it was very obvious what we were doing. So they
what's the look?
Just like, I can't do it.
The little eye contact look. We all know what that look is.
We did a little drunk eye contact look, yeah. But like, obviously... Everybody knew what we were going to do. So she knew we were doing that. And then she thought it'd be funny to bring my ex in whilst we were doing it. And I just thought, like, why ruin it? So we just got up and left the room. And mm-hmm. That's when she proceeded to throw everything everywhere. Because I think at that moment in time, she wished she was in my position. So
Right.
She wasn't.
Yeah, she wasn't.
And she wasn't. So no. Fuck you.
We don't talk about the position.
We could all see it under the covers.
But I think that's really nasty. Do you know, if any girl put my makeup in a swimming pool, because that's your personal possessions and very personal to you.
And I found this out in the daytime and I let it go, but as I got more and more drunk in the evening and then she started on me, I was just like, right, get it out of the pool. And she obviously didn't, so I had to sort her out and then I left. But everyone
so what's been going
me,
since? What's been going on since, though?
That obviously was filmed a while ago.
Yeah.
Since the show's finished, I've just been doing loads of photo shoots for brands, which is what I've always wanted to do, because I started doing glamour modelling years and years ago, mm-hmm. all that underwear stuff, and I don't do that anymore. I do brand tracksuits, and as you can see, that's what I like to wear.
Yeah.
I love your Instagram, I have to say.
Do you like it? I love yours.
Do you?
Yeah.
Were you my penguin last night?
What? Yes. Was it that picture? So cute.
Steve was with me. Who takes your pictures for your Instagram, and how do you go about it? Because there's loads of listeners thinking, wow, I really want to get lots of followers. And
yeah,
do
I mean,
well on it.
Go on a reality TV show.
Yeah, but get on X on the Beach. Go and shag someone and then get on X on the Beach.
Good idea.
Job done.
Yeah, exactly.
But your pictures are very stark.
Yeah. Bring me back.
Which one of them?
Yeah.
We are. Don't mean that.
Oh.
No,
but there are a few.
I talk about it. But how do you go around styling and who takes the pictures for you? Because. You know, they look so fashion-y and very cool.
guess, I mean, I've been doing it for years, so that when it comes to the poses and stuff, it come quite naturally. But I have a lot of photographer friends who will take pictures of me in exchange for exposure. So it's like scratching each other's backs in a sense. So they'll take the picture from me. A lot of people get paid to put stuff on Instagram and they'll do a selfie or something. I like to have a professional picture so it looks good. I'm a model at the end of the day. I want to look good so other brands use me as well.
That's a good way to
and yeah,
do
so
it.
I just do that. Obviously a bit of editing myself. We all do a bit of editing.
Well, see, no, this is new to me.
No, I don't lie.
I put a filter on.
I'm not
face tuning.
Yeah, but for editing, there's filter. Editing. I put a bit of filter, but I say, what filter do you want today?
Exactly.
Black and white. Always black and white for me, please.
Yeah, black and white is a good filter.
The thing is, who got caught out with their editing? Was it Amanda Holden? And she pulled it in and the C went...
Yeah. Oh yeah, you've got to be very careful with the editing. People will notice when the stairs are bending or walls.
Yeah, exactly. I think Kim Kardashian got caught on that one before. A few people do, but you know, we're all trying to be this image that basically what Kim Kardashian is. Every girl wants that body, every girl wants that bum, and it's now you've got an app that can make you change your body a bit. Like, everyone does it a little bit, but some people do take it too far.
You've obviously been X on the Beach is a funny one because some people sink and some people swim, and you're definitely swimming because people are still talking about you.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Controversial a bit, maybe.
I mean, we're seeing plenty of pictures of you out at the parties, and I think that's a good thing if you want to be doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of PAs and a lot of work, and I just feel like, I mean, being on TV isn't just fun, it's a job for me. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've got to make the most out of it. I had to be a certain character on the show, which is me, but it's probably an enhanced
version of me
that I would probably tone down in the real world. And I've obviously caught people's attention, whether it's good or bad, it's still attention. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what's kept me a little bit current.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could change. Like, someone else could do what I do.
Are you ready for that?
What?
That it might change and then suddenly you're not...
Well, not no one.
But suddenly there might be less pictures being taken. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
something like that. Like,
but it comes in...
But
comes
everyone
in
goes
bursts.
Through that, doesn't
yeah.
it? Don't
yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
It comes in bursts and I'm not done, so I'll be on something else, whether it's my own show, someone else's show,
okay.
or I'll do something. I don't know what it is yet, but like, I've got a few things up in the air, a few TV shows, stuff revolving around tattoos and other things. But yeah, that's my job now. That's
but
my
I think
life.
You are quite a courageous girl because you are, you do get a bit of stick like I do in the press. I get loads, but you kind of don't. It doesn't affect you. You kind of keep going, and you're very brave. I think you're very brave to have the tattoos done, and I think people look up to you for that. You know, in a way, do you not think?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, well, I'd like that. I mean, I don't want young people to start getting loads of tattoos, but I think our generation now, it's just like having a cup of tea, just get a tattoo.
You're kind of expressing
yourself.
Yes,
that's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Exactly. You're
it's true.
Expressing, to me, it's how I express myself. You know, a rapper would express themselves through lyrics, other people express through painting.
Things you run out of skin.
Well, then you get lasered off and start again.
Have you ever had a tattoo where you think, right, I need that rid? You know, like someone's name or a memory?
Memories not so much, because I feel as though every memory happened for a reason and at the time it's what you wanted and whatever. I believe in that. I've got an ex's name on my back from when I was about 16, but I can't see it, so really
so
tiny.
<not there>.
Yeah. It's really tiny and I will get it covered eventually. I can't remember what he looked like, really.
And when you look back at old pictures of you before the tattoos, is it weird?
I hate it. I can't stand it.
Really? We did a story about you recently on OK Online.
I
look
know,
at what she
did
looked.
Not retweet it. Oh,
really? Did you? Yeah, they did.
No, because it was the time when you were on that show with Katie Price.
That time.
Oh. People that went on that show have done very well. Look at Ryland.
I know. No.
That was quick. No.
Definitely not.
I didn't even hear that.
I actually recently said quite openly on here, I think it was, and a few other places, that I had no issues with her and everything was cool. She then went on to Loose Women and started slagging off tattoos and people with face tattoos. It all got in the press that it was a dig at me, which I think it was, because who else does she know who's got a face tattoo? And also recently she messaged one of my close friends and warned them off me, even though I haven't spoke to her in 5 years. And I think that's really pathetic. And it was so funny because the message said, this is what Gemma's like, da 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 da. But I've let it go now. I've wished her good luck. And it's all in the past.
She's quite famous for doing that.
Hang on, you haven't let it go because you're still talking about it, mate. Do you know what I mean?
You're being talked
but you've
about,
got a tattoo of her.
I know I do, and I will keep that tattoo because at the time that is what I wanted, and she's beautiful and she's a great businesswoman. I will never take that away from her, but she's a cunt as well. I can say that, can't I?
Yeah.
Say what you like.
Oh,
I
could
you
go
know
on
you're
going
to get something back tomorrow. She does listen to people. She used to be on
She used to be a presenter on this show, didn't she?
Yeah.
For a very short period of time.
She
shall
did.
We play
Why
a quick
Why was it a short period of time?
We'll talk off air. Shall
okay,
we shall we play a quick track?
Let's play a track. Now, who do you like?
Ooh.
Do you like Ariana Grande?
Why not? I don't like her brother though, who was on Big
Frankie.
Brother.
Oh, you didn't like
that?
Interesting.
Really, no,
oh,
I think he was a bit false.
That. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, let's do a bit of
Good.
Ariana.
Yes, please.
Ariana. Banana day. Nicki Minaj. And boy, got me walking side to side. I'm talking to you. See you standing over there with your body.
Deck bicycle, come true, yo. Get you this type of blow. If you want a menage, I got a tricycle. All these bitches flows is my mini me. Body smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelings, cause they feeling me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell him to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, then I make my gun pop. I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana run pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause I deck bicycle, come true, yo. Get you the cypher blow. If you want a menage, I got a tricycle.
I mean, I'm going to interrupt your Snapchatting session, ladies.
Hi, babes.
Loving it.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it.
You two are nuts. Honest to God, you are both
like
fucking
it.
Nuts.
I like that filter.
I know,
it is,
isn't it?
It's like Christmas. It's white.
So what
guys,
were you saying before we went off air? What were you saying, Gemma? You were talking about your former friend.
Oh, which one? The pricey?
Yes.
So what was the situation? Are you able to talk? So why was the falling out in the first place? Because you were on the show with Ryland, with her.
Yeah, we got on really well for a while, but she has this tendency to just, like, fuck people over, basically. And when I get fucked over, I kind of don't take it very well.
Not a nice trait.
No,
someone,
exactly.
Really.
And then a few things got said backwards and forwards, and then I got asked to do an interview on Heat Magazine on a tweet that I'd written. So I did the interview and basically just said she's an idiot and a few other things. But this is all years and years ago, which I dropped. I dropped it, I left it. She did things, I did things. I've actually apologised to her since then for things that I'd said. But that's not enough for her. She proceeds to put people off me now.
Right.
And I think it's just really childish for someone who's got, how many? What, 20 kids? I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a bit childish.
Are you still friends with Vicky? Or not really?
Yeah, me and Vicky are friends.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Oh, is this Vicky Patterson?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's okay, isn't she?
Yeah, Vicky's lovely girl. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, like cool.
Did you see me on the Extra Factor with Fern?
With Fern McCann?
What happened?
Fern went in on you, man.
Did she?
She tried to diss me.
What did she say?
She tried to mug me off.
You're mugging me off.
I've got to get tougher. I have to harden up.
What happened?
Well, because the three guys, they're called Five After Midnight. Mm. And I've been speaking to them before we went on. And they were like, yeah, 5 a.m. with da-da-da. So when I was on there, I said 5 a.m. And then she went, oh, Lizzie, it's 5 after midnight, not 5 a.m.
And obviously it's live television, isn't it? So you're a bit like, oh, cheers, Fern.
Thanks for that.
I just not said that really,
did
she?
But it was. They are called that. That's their nickname.
I mean,
Brian Freeman said,
who cares? Honestly, why does she care? Why does Fern care so much to call you out on
exactly.
it? You know, but
won't happen again.
Thanks.
She's getting Fern's getting a horse head in her bed tomorrow morning on the mafia.
I had so many calls afterwards, and I didn't think much of it at the time. But then afterwards, my phone went off the hook, like, "Oh my god, she just mugged you off and laughed at me." I was like,
"That's how they say it."
Kind of? You mentioned TV earlier, and you obviously can't say exactly what you're doing.
Can I tell you my new thing I've got going on right now? Mm-hmm. So. Basically, me and a couple of really cool businessmen are working on...
I like the sound of that.
Not like that. We are working on an app, and it's actually going to be live in about a week. We've concocted this idea of a tattoo dating app. So
what?
It's actually going to be live in a week, so it's not... People come in and say all these ideas. This is happening. So if you want to date someone with tattoos, or you have tattoos... You don't have to have tattoos, but you...
You could just like people with them, yeah.
Girl, boy, whatever. This app is for you.
What's it called?
I can't say what it's called yet. That's the only thing I'm not allowed to reveal. I'm the face of it.
Tatap. No, that's shit.
That is sick. I might have one of them. Hang on.
Tatap.
Tatap.
So tell the concept of it is...
The concept of it, so you are.
It's like a Tinder style thing.
I've not had a tattoo at all, ever. My body has none.
But you don't have to, but you might like tattooed boys, you know? I bet you do, because you like.
You're like a bad boy.
Exactly. But I'm actually the opposite. I prefer none at the minute.
Really?
Oh, really?
I like a sort of plain. But actually, well, I wouldn't turn it down, but yeah. I like both, but. Either way, if you've got tattoos or not, gay or straight, whatever, you can go on there. It's like Tinder, but it's just, you know, specialises in that. And
that's quite a good
idea. There's loads of features on there. Like, for example, you can buy... You get a certain amount of free messages, and then when they run out, you can gift the girl messages or gift the guy messages.
So they can send you penis pictures.
Yeah, exactly. No, gift them as in give them money to buy.
Right, I see. Okay, fine. Right.
I like that.
Are you going to be on the app?
I am. I'm going to sign up, definitely. Because I will be looking. But I am the face of it. And yeah, so I'm just going to get really sort of pushed out there with all my friends that are in the public eye, get them to push it.
Yeah, babe.
And hopefully it'll be a success. So I am still looking into TV work, obviously, and all that kind of press. But that's like a sort of underlying business project I've got going on.
Oh, I love that idea.
That's exciting.
You're going to do it. I have to say, though, they so suit your tattoos. I mean, look, I haven't got any, and I'm a bit like, ooh.
Yeah, but you look.
I think they suit you. It really. You do look beautiful. And I love your hair.
Do you love it? I love it. I prefer
it. I'm pretty sure it was. Was it like a light blue last time?
Oh, good, no, I prefer it.
Like a unicorn.
I prefer this. Yeah. It's kind of like a bluey black.
Yeah, because it
midnight
was blue.
Blue. Yeah. Midnight blue.
It was blue before, so when they put the black on, it's coming through. But it is a blue, a bluey black on top. So
it's nice.
It's great.
It's healthier. And
yeah,
like,
it does look healthier.
I like to have a bit of a change.
You are like a Madonna.
Sometimes.
You
yeah.
are like
every other
Madonna.
Bloody week.
You change your image so much, which I've had that same hairstyle since I was 18.
Seriously,
I haven't changed.
You do like over the one shoulder, Lizzie.
Oh, one shoulder. I
love
my
that.
My mum says, stop putting your hair over one shoulder.
I like it.
Is it just a comfort thing? Is it just a comfort thing?
Yeah, I think it is, because I do that when I'm nervous. I swoop forward.
When I have extensions, I do that, though. If I have long hair, I have it always on one shoulder.
Really?
I don't like it both. I don't know.
And do you feel, without the extensions, you don't mind? Because you obviously haven't you got extensions.
No, I haven't got any in now. I like having my natural hair because I just feel like loads of girls have extensions, and I do like putting them in, but where my natural hair is a bit damaged at the minute, but without extensions it's quite thick, so I just like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I
you've got good quality
ones,
hair, you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's all right.
And what about the future then, my darling? Love life? Is there time for love in
I love
Gem's
everybody.
World? Very yeah, generous.
We know what you're not saying.
No, we're not going to reach.
Oh dear. I just think that sometimes those kind of things I just like to keep private because it's up and down and it could involve people, whatever. I don't know. It's just like,
understandable.
Do I not keep my love life very private?
Yeah.
I think it's just because you haven't got one, Lizzie.
I think you've got a lovely
no, I don't mention it.
Yeah.
I keep it all secret squirrel. Sometimes you have to, don't you? Because it affects someone else.
I think it's a wise decision. And you know, people like Ryland, he got married, he didn't sell it to anywhere, he's kept his
exactly.
Just even though he's presented this morning with his husband, you still don't know the ins and outs, you know, like
which one's his husband?
He's called Dan.
He's so sweet.
Dan Neil. He was a contestant on Big Brother
a
few years ago.
Was he? Well, that's the thing, like if you keep it private, it's got more chance of it working, because when you go public with a relationship, people want to see it all the time, and then the second you're not together, they're like, oh my god, if you broke up,
that's one. I was Kelly Brooks always very much in the public eye with her guys. Yeah. I was talking with Tom Evans and he said it was constant.
Were?
Yes, lovely Tom.
Very gorgeous,
so sweet, Tom.
He
was singing the other day. He's going to come on and sing. He's going to come on
Who's
the show.
Who's your other ex that's hot? That David McIntosh, he's hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but he's right up your alley.
Yeah.
He's huge. He's covered in tattoos.
What alley are you on about? Who was in here with David McIntosh? No, oh, I remember the girl.
I've heard he's a bit violent, though, but he's just nice. He's just nice
dear.
To look at.
That's not so good.
No.
Yeah, but he's very trim. What's the word I was going to use?
I don't know if I'd say trim. I mean, Jesus, he's so huge.
He's
huge.
He's huge.
Yeah,
he looks
massive.
Huge on his Instagram.
Yeah, well.
No, he's a nice guy.
So
but his voice.
Well.
No, but his voice is so different to what you think when you speak to him. He's like.
He's from Manchester, isn't he?
He's very high voice.
Yeah, high pitch. I wonder why that is. A lot of big
tiny
men
balls.
Have got,
but
like,
if your relationships are in the public eye all the time, like how has it been, and you're kind of courting it, it doesn't work out.
No, exactly.
It's true.
But then sometimes,
and Tom, when he felt the pressure with that, he said, you know, it didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Wherever he went, they went to dinner, he'd look up, there'd be a camera.
Yeah.
You know, it must be quite hard if you. You know,
especially well, people are really invested in Kelly Brooks' love life, aren't they? They've seen so many of her boyfriends and
all
the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, people. I think that nowadays, like, it's reality is so like popular, and like people love to see people together, and then when they split up, it's so big and massive, or the cheating. They just love a scandal.
Yeah.
But
it's Gemma. Would you ever write a book? Because you've had quite a life, and you've been very publicly on the telly and lots of different relations. Would you think about
100%
writing?
100%. I'm going to write a book, and I've got a lot to say, but I want to make sure it's a success. And I'm not deluded. I'm not big enough yet to write a book. But when I do get there, I will 100% be writing a book
about your life.
But would you
about
mention
things,
the love life? Would you mention
yeah,
the
I'll
guys?
Mention, I mean, if it's the past, I'll mention it. I'll mention all the rats I've dated, all the nice people I've dated, the types of idiots. Or I'll also mention things like my upbringing, where I was born in Singapore, boarding school and then the TV shows, but also knowing people like Katie Bryant and celebrities that come across a certain way and they're really not a certain way, not necessarily in a bad way, but just all that is so interesting for people who aren't in that world. So I feel like I've got a good insight as opposed to my own experience.
Because I think you're a very interesting story, because people, I think they see you with the tattoo, maybe, you know, they have their own opinions as they do on me. But when you meet, we were all saying today you're one of the sweetest, nicest girls.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
We both said that, didn't we?
We haven't been wasted with her though. So maybe it comes out. Maybe the devil comes out.
The devil show. She'd be my protector.
No, exactly. No, I'm nice. I'm nice to everybody apart from my exes. That's it.
So. And then you did a whole show with them. So.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Exactly.
So. Would, if they ever asked you, I mean, I don't think they would. Would you ever go back on that show? Or do you want to completely do something totally different?
I mean, if I can sort of move, like, my sort of plans are to move away from that kind of show and do something maybe a bit educational or a bit more serious. But I will never turn down X on the Beach. It's where I started. Well, I started on the Katie Price show, but properly, when I got into the limelight and stuff, I could never turn it down. And it is fun as well. Plus, I've had the worst ex. You couldn't put me with a worse ex. So the worst is out of the way.
The worst is
you say that now, but, you know, things change over time.
But growing up, did you always want to be on telly? How did you get onto the Katie Price show in the first place? Or were you always wanting... I did modelling.
I've always wanted to be a pop star, be on TV, or just like do something that, I'm not going to lie, I could not do a 9 to 5. You put me at a desk at 9 in the morning, I'll be out by 10. I can't do it.
I worked for the Royal Mail once
I was 15 and I left after half an hour. I hated it. I will never do it again.
But so, making money, see, that's the difficult thing. Making money and being able to afford to live and stuff, you're doing it. So it's good. You've got it worked out.
So I know that even though X isn't on now, that's not the end of me, and I'm just determined to make... You know, my life's good at the minute. It's going to get better.
And when you were on X and they said, right, you're off, you're were you devastated? Did you think, oh, this is just disaster? Or did you think, you know what, I'll turn this around?
I thought two things. One, I was gutted because I was having a great time and I was getting with somebody who I liked at the time. Like, that's not anything now. But it was just, yeah, I was gutted, especially as I was held in a room for 2 days pretty much because... they had to go through all the cameras to make sure that I'd actually done something bad enough to leave, and I had. But but it was difficult being in isolation because you don't have your phone or anything. So I was just in a room, in a bed, no music, no TV, nothing.
That's like a prison.
It was. And like I could hear, I was in the villa still, so I could hear all the partying going on still, and I couldn't join in. So I got really frustrated. I said, listen, you either get me out of here or you get me back in there. I'm not hovering around this villa anymore.
Did they listen to you?
No.
Did you just have...
No, can I just bring you your contract?
Yeah, can I just show you what you signed, Gemma? When I left, I thought, right, I could have phased... I was fading out anyway because my story with my ex was getting old. I'd kicked off enough. I'd dealt with all the girls. That was all done.
You were the show.
Then I got kicked out, which makes it memorable, doesn't it? So I'd rather that than fade out. So I went at a good time.
I think you probably did. Yeah, you're right.
Definitely.
Good
choice. You made your mark, darling.
And I've learned from my mistakes. I'll never do that again, MTV, I promise.
She's learned. She's a good girl. Listen, she's the sweetest guest we've had on Fubar Radio.
I mean, we'll get you in whenever you're available, Gem.
We love Gem.
I love it.
And Gem and I are doing a little special for Halloween. Did you know that?
What are you doing?
Because we're the Little Red Devils.
No, please.
Not that I support Man United.
No, please. I can't wait to see these pictures. Splashed over the tomorrow.
I've got little handcuffs, everything, like stockings, ears.
Oh, handcuffs, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
My God, look at our producer's face. He's like, wow. So, darling.
Yes.
We're going to play some tracks.
We are. We're going to play some tracks. Gemma, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. As always, I loved it.
We love Gem. And we can't wait for your next little nice venture. You've got to come in to talk about
that. I will tell you before I tell anybody else what I'm next going to do.
Love this.
And keep this colour hair.
I am.
Into it. Thanks so much, Gemma.
Thank you. Bye.
Magic side of your lead to a side of your lead to a me. Every day a nigga tryna end me. Pull up in the roadster SBI. Pocket so red, getting hefty. Coming for the king, that's a far cry. I come alive in a full time now. The competition, I don't ever listen. I'm in the blue moon sun, bumping new edition. House of empty in a centerpiece. 20 rocks, a tabletop, I never mean. Cut the armory, the skin pieces. That she clean it with a face, but I love my baby. You took your money, need a hearing aid. You took it for me, I don't see a shame. Switch on my side, I took any lane. I switch on my car if I can let it pay. Ha, ha, ha. Let a nigga Brad Pitt, legend of the fall, took the heel like a bandit. Bum mama a creep in a brand new baggy. Now she hits a grocery shop looking lavish. Star Trek group in the red of car. Girls get loose when they hear the song. Haunting on the desk, can be close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cause. House of Anthony the centerpiece. 20 rocks a table, come from ebony. Cut that rivalry to skin the pieces. Then she clean it with a face, but I love my baby. You took your money, need a hearing aid. You took it from me, I don't see your shade. Switch on my side, I'll take a lane. I switch on my car if I can let it pain.
Presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I had a gig last week where a 50-year-old man wanted to physically fight me because I wouldn't play ABBA Dancing Queen. It's like, is your head so far up your ass that you can't even just play what everybody here wants to hear?
Everybody. Did he conduct a survey?
ABBA Dancing Queen. I was like,
I've never known anyone to get thugged out over ABBA.
Over ABBA?
Apart from my dad.
Apart from your dad. Yeah, I know.
My dad's a big ABBA fan. And he looks a massive thug.
And he looks great in heels.
He does. In spangly tracksuit bottoms.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. Years go by too fast. I can't keep track. How long did we last? I feel bad for asking. It can't end like this. We gotta take time with this. Cock up your bumpa, sit down, bonita. Let me see if this is something I can fix. Yeah. You got somebody other than me. Don't play the victim when you're with me. Free time is costing me more than it seems. Sacrificing things, and I wanna tell you my intentions. I wanna do the things that I mentioned. I wanna benefit from the friendship. I wanna get the late night message from you. From you. I put my hands around you. Gotta get a handle on you. Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Gentlemen, I'm in the studio all alone, which never happens, but unfortunately we've got Lizzie is stuck outside, shall we say, for a couple of minutes. So until then, let's enjoy some Shawn Mendes, and then we're going to have our next guest on, the wonderful Tony Carl. So we're going to see what he has to say about all things X Factor, James Arthur, etc, etc, etc. But yes, until then, a bit of Shawn Mendes to delight your ears this evening.
I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop, I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. And you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. 'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
you down. Gentlemen, tell me why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can. No, better than he can. Better than he can.
Our radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Nick Nevin, welcome to the studio.
Hey, how's it going? Young Guns 2 is the only film I've ever cried in. I'm not talking about a little tear. I haven't cried that much since Jamie Mitchell died in EastEnders, yeah, on Christmas Eve, yeah. And Sonia was in the hospital and
Silent Night
was all playing. Yeah. And I was just like, Jamie, no!
No, not you, yeah, Jamie.
I haven't cried that much since then.
Oh, I fancied Jamie too.
Oh, he was a good-looking boy. Good-looking boy. What happened to him?
I know.
Bring Jamie and Emilio back and we'll make a bloody movie, man.
Hashtag Twitter that right now.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Here we go.
Gravel, watch you unravel. Now it's a party. Hey, I can't wait to cast my spell. With your heart, you'll never tell. Cause I got it covered. City gravy southern. Got you dripping like no other. Play it in your face. Can't wait to get you shook up faster than you could and try to hate it. You can try to hate it. You can try to fake it. But baby, I'll let you stay.
Yeah.
Now, we don't usually drop that many songs all at once. Well, that was four whole tracks.
I'm so sorry.
But there is a very good reason, and I'm sure you'll be seeing it tomorrow all over the...
I don't know. Lovely Gemma, Lucy, we had our own little Halloween party here, dressed as a little red devil. If you saw the outfit...
You still are.
I still am.
These pictures will be coming out. This is, honestly,
Gemma,
this is the fucking
nut,
honestly.
Out.
This is the nuts.
And I'm as a little devil.
You certainly are.
Well, it's Halloween. What can I say? And I am a little devil.
Well, you certainly are.
But guess who's... the outfit is...
I mean, I'm seeing a lot of you right now, Lizzie, which I wasn't prepared for this
evening.
It's quite all right, babes. It's quite all right.
I don't know what to say, but where is my main man?
I think he might be on the phone right now. Hello.
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 It's the one and only Tony Cowell.
Welcome to FUBA, Tony.
Well, Lizzie, I've stood you up again, haven't I?
You did. You blew me out, darling. I can't believe
it.
It
must be a first for you, actually.
Well, let's just say...
So you were supposed to be in the studio, Tony, but you couldn't make it.
No, Tony,
That's true. You
had a bad day.
Oh, my God. You know, I live in Cornwall, and I say to people, like, it's very easy to fly down from London, Gatwick, to Cornwall. Please do it. You know, it only takes 50 minutes. Well, that's fine until there's, still there's fog at Gatwick, and I can't fly.
Oh, yeah, it was bad fog, actually, today, because my boy had to play football, and it was bad
bit misty,
fog.
Bit
it
misty.
Was misty. Oh, Tony, I'm sorry I'm not seeing you in the flesh.
I know, you always say that, but I
I'm missing you dreadfully. It's been too long, darling.
It is.
And how are you, though? You're very busy, of course, because it's X Factor time.
Well, it's X Factor time. Yes, I always get busy on that, and... Well, hey, look, you know, it's like, I'm loving this show, actually. I don't know what you think about this year.
The X Factor, I think it's actually a vintage year. I mean, and I think many people weren't expecting that.
Well, see, I mean, you know, I think the panel's right this year. It's about as good as it gets. Mrs. O is hilarious.
She really
is.
We
love Mrs. O.
And she doesn't drink. And Nicole... well, I mean, I've got to say, Nicole is a totally different person this year. And I remember, actually, I was in America in 2011 when she was a judge on the sort of ill-fated first...
Oh, yes,
X Factor
USA.
Yeah, and I was reporting on American TV on there. And she was like a completely different person, really serious, kind of a bit of a diva. And now it's like she's so funny and confident.
She's hilarious.
She's just changed.
And she's funny with Simon. I think their relationship's quite funny because he'll say, "What are you saying?" And she's like, "Shut up." You know, it's like got great chemistry. I think all four of them. And obviously Sharon and Louis get on so well.
Yeah, I think it's, as I say, I think it's, this panel is absolutely right for this year. And yeah, I mean, Louis, everyone loves Louis, I think. And of course, I just think it works this year.
Mm. Yeah, it's strange because it's always such a pivotal part of the show, isn't it? The chemistry between the judges. And last year, Simon even himself, it didn't quite work out how he'd planned. But this year, on point, I would say, on point.
Oh, I would say that. And, yeah. No, I mean, we won't go too much into last year, but, he wanted to make some changes, Simon.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. He admits that. And this year, we're, as far as the panel is concerned, I don't think anyone's complaining about it at all.
No, definitely
we
not.
We can argue about... Let's talk about the contestants. We can argue about that.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Can I ask you firstly, darling, your thoughts on Honey G? Because it has been quite controversial.
She's the talking point of this series.
And I was there, I did X Factor Live, and I met Honey G and was adorable and funny, and her parents were there who were great. But I've never seen so many rounds about a contestant before.
Well, look, I mean, first of all, quite clearly she's... kind of split the nation, to put it lightly. But it's funny, I spoke to Brian Friedman the other day on an interview, and he told me that, he didn't get her when he first saw her on the audition shows, and neither did I. Now, of course, with what Brian has to do is teach all the choreography, do all the rehearsals. I mean, but now having worked with her on the live shows, he said to me that she's absolutely absolutely so focused during rehearsal. She's lovely to everybody backstage. There's no sign of any diva behaviour whatsoever. You should know about that, Lizzie. But actually, I think the most telling thing that that Brian said to me was that I asked him. I said, do you think that Honey G could sell records regardless of when she may leave the show? And he said that, she was a number one streaming song on Spotify the first week she was on the live shows.
Wow.
which says something.
Yeah, definitely.
And he said, and I agree with him, he's not going to buy her records. But she could surprise a lot of people because she's that weird and different that it could work.
Yeah, definitely. I think, actually, she's kind of proving her mettle because she isn't taking any shit, really, is she? To be honest, she's taking this bad press and she's running with it. You know, I think good for her.
I think she's very cool about the press, Steve. I mean, she's not, all right. They come out with different things. Oh, she's got her own business and stuff like that. Well, who cares about that? I think that whether she goes out this week or whether she carries on another couple of weeks, it doesn't really matter because I think that she's gaining a bit of momentum, and she could actually sell records.
Do you really think so, Tony?
Yeah,
would you buy one of her records?
No, I wouldn't, and neither would Brian Friedman. a few people would. I don't know, but you're going to say that she's like the. She's the joke of the, she's the Jedward of this series. Mm. Say what you like, but, we have to take at the end of the day, people vote for her or they don't.
But I also think the X Factor, we need, it's entertainment, and she is entertaining.
She's Saturday night television.
I have to say, my boys, when she comes on, Tony, my boys are like, oh, great, Mum, Honey G's on. That it is entertaining, and that's what it's about, isn't it?
Well, that's where the split is. The split is really that yes, it's a singing competition, but as people like Brian Friedman would say, or even James Arthur said to me the other week, that it's still an entertainment TV show, so you've got to have that kind of the Jedward effect, as I call it.
Mm. Yeah, and I mean, look at Rylan. He was a joke act that went on. He's gone on to massive success. Right. Yeah, yeah, he's one of the most loved TV presenters in the country at the moment.
I tell you who I loved was Wagner.
I'm not going to talk about Wagner at all.
Oh, okay.
he thought we were related.
What?
Weirdly, he said we were related. I was there.
What?
I know. It's a very strange story.
Well, he's quite a strange character.
Well, he's a very strange one. But I do feel we need the strange characters. I like them, but I wasn't quite sure on Bravado, whatever their name was. Is it Bravado?
Bravado.
Oh, my God, no.
I can't even remember their names now.
I was upset with Louis for getting them in, Tony.
Yes, I think that was a huge mistake. I think the Honey G thing is working okay. But the other two, that was wrong.
Wrong, yes, that would probably be the right word. I mean, yeah. But interestingly, they're those similar kind of people that have developed a fan base, you know what I mean? There'll be people that will still continue to follow them. They'll probably make some kind of career out of their brief period in television.
Well, look, it's a huge platform, Steve.
Exactly,
anybody that goes on the X Factor, it can work. And that's why I'm saying, particularly with somebody like Honey G, who had this huge sort of... press following, that there's no question, as far as I'm concerned, that certainly somebody like her will have a career.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. It's true.
It'll be interesting to see, though, what she does with it, because obviously there's been some controversy. She hasn't actually sung yet. And no one's ever gone onto the X Factor and rapped constantly.
No, and I think, again, going back to what Brian Friedman said to me, that, he's the guy that's there, doing all the choreography, mm-hmm. And all the people helping with the backstage. But, that he said that I think that if she did something, and it's going to happen, I'm not sure it's going to be this weekend, that she does something that's completely original. What he didn't like, what Brian was saying, is that she hasn't done anything... completely original, and I think it may happen very soon. If that does, then that's fine. That it could help her.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I can't imagine it.
I would love her to do something different.
I don't want to imagine it.
Just without the glasses. They said she looked like David Cameron, didn't they?
Oh my God.
That was true though, isn't it? I mean, I can definitely see that. Tony, but, who are your favourite acts then? Get away from this Annie G chat.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, talking to Brian about this, and for me at the moment, it's probably Gifty.
Yes.
She's my current...
East London's
sort of
finest.
Mine too, Tony. I mean, yeah. She's got something special.
And again, when I saw her on the audition shows, I didn't really notice her. Mm. Now in the live show, she's come alive. This is what happens with this show, and you know this very well, Lizzie. That if you're an artist, you come alive in the live shows or you die. And yes. I think Gift is like actually sort of doing that very well. Matt Terry, I love very much.
Yes.
I think that he could be certainly in the final.
Mm-hmm.
And again, talking to Brian yet again, Sam Lavery, who he adores, I like too, but she hasn't had what I call a moment yet.
Yes, I agree.
She hasn't had a moment, but she's got this like really, really interesting voice, and I think she could be in the final. So for me, that's me. It's Gifty, Matt Terry, Sam Lavery at the moment.
I think I'm with you. I'm with you there. I have to say, Matt
what
Terry,
if Honey G wins?
No. Well, my boys think Honey G. They've already put a bet on. Not that I'm encouraging betting, but they have put a bet on that Honey G.
Oh, my God.
But I have to say, Gifty for me is my winner.
Now, I have heard that she's a bit of a diva backstage, Gifty.
Who?
Gifty.
Actually, I haven't heard that.
You haven't?
No, I haven't heard that. And I haven't, to be honest, I'm usually there every other week at the live shows. And I haven't, to be honest, I haven't been there this year yet.
Right.
Going next week. But so I haven't sort of got behind that. But no, I haven't heard any. Have you heard that?
Can I just tell you?
I actually heard it from a journalist who was down there, so who knows? They may have been making it up.
Well, when I was backstage, she was the first one to come up and say, "Hi, Lizzie, can we do a picture?" Dudley down.
Oh,
very
that
sweet.
Was nice.
She
was.
But everyone does that to you, Lizzie. Even Simon wants a picture with you.
Like, actually,
and he's
I have
not a man
say,
that wants a picture with many people. So.
He was on form when I saw him, Tony. He looks more relaxed than ever, and I just think he looks really good, and he seems far more relaxed. I think, is it the panel? Is it the way the show is going? Is it the contestants?
Or is it Botox? I don't know. No, he looks good this year.
He does.
And I'll go back to talking about the panel earlier on. Simon's so comfortable with his panel because not just that he knows Louis and is great. You know, he was obviously great to have. He was happy to have him back. But the whole Nicole Sharon thing, he's just very comfortable. I think everybody's comfortable with each other,
and I think that shows. You've got there's the chemistry is there, and and it's enjoyable to watch.
It's all about chemistry, and there's lots of laughs going on there. It's going to get worse or better, it depends which way you look at it, in terms of, like, there's going to be kickoffs, people are going to be kicking off as we move closer to the live shows, to the final. But, who cares? That's what people love.
Exactly.
Mm. It shouldn't just be about the panel, I would add. But
no, of course.
All I'm saying is that I think this panel, everybody is happy with it.
Mm. I have to say, I'm loving it this year. Really am enjoying it. And the viewing figures are great as well. And I think, because there was always that rivalry, isn't there, against Strictly and X Factor?
Yeah, I mean, that's ongoing. Strictly's done very well this year. I think this is, I'm not saying, Simon's not going to be too worried about it. And as we head towards the final and we get all those, the fantastic guest artists on the final, it will rise again. But as you know, Simon's signed another contract with ITV to have the show to run till 2019. So the show can't be that bad, can it?
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and there's nothing else out there that's quite like it. So I think, definitely be sticking around.
No, I'm loving it. And I'm loving Ryland doing the show.
The Extra Factor.
I have to say, he is so hilarious. It's such good fun, that show. I think they've really got it right.
They finally got it right, I think, is the right line, Lizzie.
Yeah. There's been a few disasters along the way. We know.
I can say what I want, but I honestly, I do think so, and I do. I think it's absolutely fantastic in the way that Ryland's just taken it over, turned it.
Made it his own.
Everyone's got to turn it into your own show, like the same as you guys do.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
I'm not going to comment on that either.
Now, Tony, I need to chat to you because yes. James Arthur has, yes. is back. He is back.
And, oh, my God.
It's had a lot to do with your dear self.
Well, I mean, well, not really, but I mean, yes, James Arthur is back and so big, and I'm so happy. But, I mean, yeah, the story really is that, well, I got to know James backstage at the show when he was, you know, in 2012. And, you know, having the odd smoke break outside. And, we kind of became pals. But I absolutely loved him, really, as an artist, for the first time, from the first time I heard him on the show. And for me, I guess, along with Matt Cardle, he was one of the most credible artists ever to win the show, without question. So after that, we kept in touch. And when he was dropped by Psycho... I was devastated. I didn't understand it. And we talked a lot on the phone, he and I, and then one night, I think it was 2014, a couple of years ago, in his sort of dark period, he sent me this rambling text basically saying he wanted to give up music, that he felt so down about everything, he couldn't see a future, and on and on and on. And like it was really,
depressed.
Really worrying.
Yeah.
So I phoned him back. I tried to talk him up about the whole thing, and because I was genuinely sort of really worried. And at the end of that conversation, God knows what time of the night it was, I phoned Simon straight away and said, I think that, you know, you need to talk to him because I'm just worried. And thankfully, he kept his word, Simon, and phoned him later on that night. And they, the result of that was that they met up at the X Factor a few days later. And that was kind of like, and they had a meeting and a chat, and that was sort of the beginning of them getting back together.
Oh, interesting.
And it was a weird time because I think Simon was like convinced that you know, what plans James had for the new album would actually work, but at the end of all that, after 2 years of him working on this album, which is released tomorrow, his management took the album to Simon, and on the result of that, he re-signed him to Psycho.
And that's never happened before.
As James said to me on the phone the other day, he said, like, you know, I'm always going to say that I'm the only guy that's ever been re-signed by Psycho.
That's a true comeback.
Can I ask you, Tony, why did they release him in the first place? Let him go?
I think, we're going back now, you know, James won the show, what was it, 2012? I think after that, that James was so... He wanted to do the music that you know, his own music. And James is a great writer, as I think first single shows. And Simon wasn't convinced, or he didn't like that kind of music, and they turned him down, what he wanted to do for the second album. But, Simon can be like that. He has his own sort of idea about what he likes and what he doesn't. But... I think it was a little bit... He did it too quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a businessman at the end of the day, isn't he? So I guess...
Yeah, I'm not blaming him. You know, Simon knows... You know, he knows the music business.
He certainly does.
And so if we say, like, you know, when James's management actually took the new album back to Simon... and he saw the power of this. Of course, he changed his mind. So, but I think what's interesting also is that to balance it out, I think that James was so determined to show Simon that he could write hit songs, that he had something to prove.
Right.
But more importantly, he always wanted Simon's approval.
Mm. Interesting.
Now he's got it.
And what a great feeling for James. Yeah. Then it's kind of gone full circle where he's like...
It's gone full circle, Lizzie. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And come back the right way. And that's what pleases me so much.
Oh, and Simon genuinely appears to love the new music, doesn't he?
Oh, my God, yes. And so does the rest of the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's phenomenal. It's very rare to get a number one for so many weeks, and he's killing it at the moment, really killing it.
But it looks like it might go to America as well. You know, it might be a hit in America. I mean, it's just like a fantastic song, but the album is brilliant.
He had a tough time on Twitter, which can be horrible. I mean, we've all been there with all the trolls and people, but to have someone that come back like this, as we said, full circle, is just such a wonderful story in itself.
It is. I mean, I think, you know, he did do some wrong things. Held his hand up to those things that he did on Twitter, but you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you're either a credible artist or you're not, and I think for James to spend 2 years writing those songs shows that he is, you know, just a great songwriter and a wonderful singer, fantastic singer.
Yeah, and credit to James, because when you're so low, it's hard to get back up and believe in yourself again, isn't it?
He was in a dark place.
Oh, it's a fantastic story, Tony, and thanks to you, because you helped and made the call, talked to Simon, and look, it's fantastic. He's doing so well.
Yeah,
I'm so glad. And I'm so pleased.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the X Factor this year. Do you think it was right last weekend that Relly went over Four of Diamonds?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a difficult one, Steve, actually, because I wasn't a great fan of Relly, to be honest with
really?
You. Really? Yeah, again, I don't think we'd seen the best of her, as I said earlier on about... who were we talking about earlier on?
Not Bertavier.
Sam Lavery.
Oh, yes.
They haven't had a huge moment on the show and a song. And I'm not sure what that's about. It's normally always about song choices in this competition, and if you get it wrong, you get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, I was okay with that result, to be honest with you.
Really?
Because
I think Four of Diamonds, the problem is for me at the moment is that they seem to have no chemistry on stage. They stand there like they're still competing with one another.
But don't forget, they're early doors because they came in so late.
But I think that if you're a girl band, you should know how it's done.
There's not
you
the chemistry between them.
Yeah, you should be out there trying to be the new Little Mix, trying to be the new Spice Girls, whoever. There should be some kind of link, and I think they lack that. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with you, Steve. Lizzie said, they did come on late, and they're like 2 weeks trying to catch up with the rest of the contestants. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of like difficult, and it showed. But yeah, you're right. I mean, we saw a band like Little Mixer the other day, and they've got number one now.
Yeah.
I mean, another huge success for an X Factor act. But yeah, you're right. Actually, I do like them, but they just
they need to own that stage a bit more for me. That's what it is.
A bit more confidence.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think that just that 2 weeks difference.
I agree. It makes
them,
a difference.
You know. Looking for that confidence.
Yeah.
But I was there when Little Mix were performing. I have to say,
Tony,
unbelievable. Probably the best performance I've seen of them. They were just incredible. The audience were going crazy. The girls were just on it. And I just thought, wow, how far they've come.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought they were overdressed, actually.
You were the only one.
You see what I'm wearing tonight, Joe?
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you, actually. You thought they were overdressed, so, you know, they should have put something else on. No, I think they were fantastic, and I do like this single, and I think it's the best single they've ever had, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Little dig in there. They've got. I love it. I love it myself. I love it.
You don't do it, Lizzie.
I do. I got down.
I've seen the video.
You've seen the video.
But, I don't want to know about your private messages to one another.
But I do feel sometimes with Louis, though I adore Louis, that was a bad decision not to have the girls in from the start, because it does set them back a bit. And.
Yeah.
We'll see how they come on. If this week, well, see, this is the thing as well. I saw them on, I think it was This Morning or Lorraine or something, and they were saying that next week we're going to really pare it back and we're going to be like showing our records. And in my mind, I'm going, no one's going to vote for that.
You do.
You know, like, that's you want to go out there with fire. It's
fire
fright
in
night.
Your belly. Well, it's fright night, exactly.
So I don't know.
It is fright night. Yeah.
I think we may see them exiting next week if...
I don't know. You might be right, Steve, but, you know, it's a difficult one. But I do like them.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I like them too. I think they've got potential. Just a bit more confidence. I think next week we're going to see it with Fright Night.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I want Louise Loves. What is Louise Loves? I want to know what
that is.
It's going to
be Camp Classic, surely.
Is it Jedward Tracks?
I hate to think what's on Louise Loves. but... It's coming up soon, isn't it?
Well, it could be any week. According, you know, there's all these fixed claims that it was Fright Night and blah, blah, blah.
That wasn't fixed, though, Tony,
Steve,
was it?
I heard it was coming up the week after the final.
Well, Fright Night. Well, Ryland went on this week and said, if anyone can see the machine, there is no one inside that machine. It's just a lever and a pulley, you know. And he said they would have done Fright Night at Christmas if that was what would have come up.
Yeah.
It just seems unlikely. That's all it is.
I think they genuinely all look quite shocked. It was Fright Night. They couldn't believe it.
Their luck.
But they would probably think, oh no, everyone's going to think it's fixed now.
Yeah.
I can't comment on that, because I literally don't know. But I think I'll agree with Ryland.
Yes. But I can't wait for Louis Loves. I think... It's going to be hysterical that night. I hope I'm there. Now we're going to play a quick track, Tony. Now, Tony, what sort of music do you like? You've been surrounded
with
music.
What sort of music do I like?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I've told you how much I like people like James Arthur and Matt Cardle and stuff like that. But, you know, I love a lot of jazz. And what are you setting me up for?
Well, actually, perfectly, you mentioned James Arthur. We just happened to have his song.
We have it, Tony.
Ready to go.
We've got a bit of James Arthur.
You're so good to me.
Let's do it.
Let's play it.
I met you in the dark. You lit me up. You made me feel as though I wasn't off. We danced the night away. We drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest. And you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you. I think that you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then, but you'd never know. Cause I played it cool and I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I never show. But I wanna stay with you until we're grown old. Say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. I'll wake you up with some breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. And I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever. And I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you. And I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear. Ghost, 'cause you were always there for me when I needed you most.
exhale, my lungs give out. I promise till death we part, like in our vows. So I wrote this song for you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me to a great load. Just say you won't let go. Just say you.
Lovely, a bit of James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go.
I love that, Tony. I love that track.
Oh, my God, it's just fantastic. And, yeah.
It's very emotional.
It's so emotional. Oh, my God, Cowell's got emotional. There's a rarity.
Didn't think you had it in you.
No.
No, but it is. It's just a story. I mean, Tony, make a great book, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
James Arthur. Yes. That yes. is one hell of a story. It's a movie.
Yeah, I know.
Get it written.
Yeah.
Come on, Tony. You're good at that. And Tony, you write for Best Magazine. I love your column.
Thank you.
With everything that's going on, celebrity, you're the insider. And what else is going on, Tony? Because I know you're very busy and you do lots of writing.
What was going on? Busy with what? With the other things that I'm doing?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, I do my column every week, and I love doing that. And yeah, I guess the rest of my life is involved with doing books with other people. I was very lucky enough to back in 2003 to co-write Simon's first biography, which is very easy to do. Only took 2 days.
Hung out with Sunita, did X Factor, done.
That's the other side of my life, but that gave me a sort of a kind of a foothold on writing or helping people to write books, and that was great. And we had a great laugh, Simon, or me chasing around the world trying to meet the deadlines for the book.
I've heard people writing books before, and it sounds like an absolute nightmare, to be honest.
It is. It's a nightmare. And then after that, I had the most interesting experience of helping Michael Barrymore write his biography
in
2007. But that's
And he's been acquitted. I saw on the front of the paper today.
Yeah, I saw the stories today, which interests me when I was at the airport waiting for a plane that never arrived. yeah, I mean, it's an interesting story, but... And I genuinely hope that that it works out that way for Michael.
Because he is actually, I mean, I've done a show. I'm friends with Michael. And we got on so well, Tony. He had, I mean, hysterics, but he's also very kind-hearted and was one of our greatest TV stars.
Mm-hmm.
More viewing figures than we could ever imagine.
I know, that's when, you know, you'd have viewing figures that Simon would have died for, absolutely.
Yeah, there was only 4 channels at the time, wasn't there? Or maybe even 3, so...
Yeah, and they were all black and white, yeah. Steve, actually.
Very different times.
No, but he was one of, you know, above Cilla Black, some people, he had the biggest viewing figures ever. And
totally.
That's great you've worked with him, Tony. And we love you on FUBA, and we love talking X Factor. And I agree with you, Tony. I think it's one of the best shows we've seen on X Factor. I think it really has got wonderful energy.
I'm really happy this year. And, you know, I haven't spoken to Simon. I'm going up to the show next week, I think, with the lovely Emma.
Yes, and please give my... Tony has the most wonderful wife, who I adore, Emma.
Okay.
She is a... And you've been away in Croatia. You've been flying off everywhere.
Absolutely, yeah. And I haven't seen my wife for 4 or 5 years. So if you see her, tell her to phone me, please.
Well, thank you so much
He's
for speaking
so
naughty,
to us. Tony.
Tony, it's been really good to have you on the show.
And can we have you in the flesh, please, next time?
Yes, indeed. I do apologise for that. And I'm going to organise that straight away.
Good. We are looking
thank you,
forward
Tony.
To it.
I can't wait to see you, darling. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. I love it.
Thanks.
Lots of love. Oh, isn't he lovely?
What a lovely guy.
He's a lovely man. I
Sounds
love
very
Tony.
Much like his brother.
Got very similar voices.
Yeah.
But he's nice.
Oh!
No, they're all lovely. Lovely family. But Tony is very special.
Yeah, it seems like a lovely guy. He's Look forward to meeting him when he can come into the studio next time.
Yeah.
So we've got our next guest coming up, Kendall O'Reilly, after a little track. How about a bit of Maroon 5?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know. No, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, no, I can't. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. Time I go out, yeah. I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new, yeah. I see but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool.
No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more tryna make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make it better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you let down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind, we gon' let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still
I don't wanna know. No, who's taking it wrong? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know. No, who's taking it wrong? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. No, who's taking you home? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know. No, who's taking you home? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know.
Maroon 5.
I love Maroon 5. I'm loving it all today.
You're pulling your headphones out of your head.
I've got earphones. I've got devil's ears on. If only you could see me.
If only.
Oh my God.
Will we see in the pictures soon enough?
I don't know. I mean, Gemma Lucy had it all going on.
Babe, so do you. Don't you worry about that. But another person who has it all going for her.
Is
the very gorgeous Kendall O'Reilly. You're on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Don't know if you can see me right now. Oh. I'm with rollers in my hair.
Oh, your line's
like
a bit.
All going on.
Oh, your line's a little bit funny. Are you on a mobile?
Is that
Dalek-y? Should we give a call back?
Can we try and give you a little call back?
Call back? That's
yeah,
fine.
Let's do that.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
We can't hear her. She's Lanka Dalek from Doctor Who, but she's beautiful. I've got so much to ask this girl.
I know, she's absolutely gorgeous. Miss Swimsuit Manchester.
And
then Miss Swimsuit UK.
Well.
And then going to the Caribbean. So let's hope we can talk to her, because I want to know how she looks so bloody good all the time.
I've got to look at her on my phone now. darling, so listen, on the world of news.
Yes.
How's Kim Kardashian coping after the robbery?
She's made one appearance and no tweets. I mean, I tell you, it's been a total nightmare.
Do you think it was real then?
Of course I do. Have you not been reading about it, Lizzie, Online? She's only made one appearance so far. So it's been a bit of a disaster all round, poor woman.
Oh.
I think we may be getting Kendall back on
We've got Kendall back. Kendall is back.
Is she there? Hold on. Kendall, are you there?
Hello.
There you go. And you're clear. We can hear you. You're no longer a darling.
It must have been my hair rollers interfering with the line.
What have you got hair rollers in for?
I have. Well, I've got a photo shoot tomorrow. So I've been in the salon all day today at Hairology in Bolton preparing.
Tell you, we've been looking at your Instagram page. You are one gorgeous lady, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
Kendall, I think you're the most gorgeous girl I've seen in a long, long time. Wow.
I think it's just a really good filter.
We've been talking about that this evening. We are fans of a filter ourselves.
Nothing wrong with a little filter.
So tell us, you are Miss International Swimsuit UK. It's quite a mouthful.
That's right. Yeah, it is quite a mouthful. I like to just shorten it as Miss Swimsuit UK. It's a bit easier.
That makes much more sense. So tell us what that is and how you came to be Miss Swimsuit UK.
Well, Miss Swimsuit UK, it's a swimsuit pageant, and my agent, she's been putting me through for years and asking me to apply, and it's kind of not really been my time, I haven't applied in previous years, and then this year, I applied, and lo and behold, I was crowned Miss Swimsuit UK in July.
Boom. So, just like that.
It wasn't just like that. There was quite a lot of preparation.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was quite a lot of competing. We were competing against some gorgeous girls. So it was an event held in Manchester, and we were judged by celebrity judges, and they scored us on swimwear, evening wear, personality, and...
Oh, what do they do for personality? What do you have to do?
Well, it was kind of...
Tell a joke.
Tell a joke.
Do a stand-up routine.
Yeah, I'm not great at jokes either. So God knows how I won that one. But it was a great night.
And then, so what's that led to now? You are going to be heading to the Caribbean, is that right?
Yes. So
what's
that?
Next
week I head to the World Finals over in Punta Cana in the Caribbean.
Ooh.
So there, I know. So there I'll be representing the UK, and I will be representing Miss Swimsuit UK over there, where we compete against girls from all over the world, fitness models, bikini models.
Are you scared? I'd be terrified.
I am nervous.
Are you like, I can't look at a bread roll, I have to go and do another sit-up, sorry, I can't watch Coronation Street.
Well, I've got a fantastic company called Go Nutrition that have literally supplied me with so many pre-prep meals that I have no choice but to eat these meals, and they're like calorie counted and they're amazing. So I've been really, really good with my diet. I'm hoping that it shows over there.
Do they like you to look thin, or do you look want to look fit? Like, what's the
tone?
Now Miss Swimsuit UK, we're kind of they like to influence healthy habits and healthy eating and active lifestyles. So it's a great campaign to be involved with, because I am quite active. I'm actually a qualified yoga teacher, so it fits in great with me. I love everything that they promote. So whilst we're over there, it's quite Sports Illustrated photo shoots and things like that. So it is quite a fit shoot.
Right.
Oh, talking of fit, a fit man has caught your eye, Mr. Callum Best. I hear.
Oh, gosh. You know, this is all very new to me. I'm so obviously not in the public eye, but I have got quite a few friends that are in the public eye. And when we go to events and things, paparazzi are all over them. And of late, I've been attending these events because I've got quite a few invites to them now. And all of a sudden, the paparazzi are like, Kendall, Miss Swimsuit UK. And they want to take photos of me now. And I'm like, this is so bizarre. but it's hilarious how they will conjure up any storyline from something so innocent. Callum Best is just a friend. Unfortunately, there's
got
no
it.
Romance
I don't
there
believe you. I know Callum. I know Callum. Do you know, I met Callum when he was seven.
7?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Oh,
that is nice and innocent then.
He was, yeah. No, he was a little bugger, I'll be honest. He was a real little sod. And he was with his mum and he was like, I don't like her. He was staring at me and I was going, oh.
Oh, thanks, Callum.
I was like, what is this little devil? But no, he's a very sweet boy.
No
but
truth
no
in the rumours.
No,
genuinely,
romance.
Absolutely no romance there. I mean, I've got friends that maybe have a romantic friendship with him, but definitely not me. No.
Right, got it.
So, I'm saying nothing.
So, I mean, do you think that yoga is the key to your kind of fitness? Because obviously, you do look absolutely incredible in a swimsuit.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I am a huge yoga junkie, so I practice lots of hot yoga. I love Pilates, but I do have a phenomenal coach. Her name's Holly Philippa, down at the Hale Country Club. She is amazing, and she's kicking my butt at the moment and keeping me in shape. So, yeah, I'm kind of following her programs at the moment.
Sorry, we've got someone there.
Oh, it's fireworks.
Oh, it's
we've got fireworks going on outside.
They're outside. We saw these flames. I thought it was ISIS. I got scared. I saw these lines of fire outside the studio. We're going to say, because obviously your figure is amazing. Does that mean you have to not drink? Could you cut out the carbohydrates? I mean, because your bikini body is phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. No, I think everything in moderation. I'm a huge believer of balance.
I thought you were going to say huge drinker then.
Oh, no, I am that as well, but just on the down low. No, I do. I love a glass of red wine, but as long as it's all in moderation, we all love our sweets, but I do try to eat as healthy as possible. And for the preparation for the world finals, I have been prepping really well.
And what's like that? What does that mean? How many times in the gym are you training? What is that?
So my routine tends to be, I do road running in the morning, and I tend to do that on a fasted cardio basis, so no food in the morning. Get my cardio done.
Do you not get dizzy?
No, you see, no, because my food intake is really that well balanced with these Go Nutrition meals. I'm getting everything that I need. I'm getting all the protein that I need. So the cardio I love in the morning, and that's every other day. Then a bit of yoga, and then I mix it up with some weights in the gym with Holly. So,
And what sort of weights? Do you just do light weights, or do you have to?
I do. Yeah, lots of reps and light weights. That's the key.
Because the heavier you build muscle, don't you? If it's
too
heavy.
Yeah, I don't like to be big. Yeah. I like a nice small frame, a nice, girly frame.
A girly frame. Well, you look incredible. I need your coat. I mean, whoever's training you, I need them down here now.
So Holly, you need to get down to Holly at the Hale Country Club. She's amazing.
So you said it's next week. So did you say next week you're going to Caribbean?
Next week I fly out there, yeah.
So where can people follow you and find out more about your journey?
Okay, so if you want to follow my journey, you can find me on Instagram. And it's not my name, it's my nickname, which is The Cub.
Okay.
Which is a bizarre one. So it's K-U-B.
You couldn't look less like a cub, but, you know.
Well, no, in fact, as a little girl I had crazy curly hair and a little cub's face, so that's where the nickname came from.
I get it. Okay.
Oh, and that's quite sweet.
It is quite cute, isn't it? I think I need to grow out of that now, though. And but I'm coming into the show after the World Finals. So I will be giving you guys all the behind-the-scenes gossip.
Exciting.
Fantastic.
We'll
that's
look forward
what
to
we
it.
Like.
We like to have people in the studio.
And whereabouts are you in the Caribbean, can I ask?
It's Punta Cana.
Where is that?
I believe.
You don't know, do you?
If you don't know, Kelly, just tell us. I'm Googling it as we talk.
I believe it's the Dominican Republic.
Right. Oh, lovely part of the
world.
Watch out
for the mozzies.
Yeah, I know. I've got
take your mozzie spray.
Yeah.
And that's just to keep off Callum Best.
No,
your secret's all right with
Stop
me, Kelly.
Stop linking me to this.
Darling, it's fine, Kendall. Right, now, what a show. I mean, we can't wait to see the pictures. Please keep us up to date.
Yes, please do. Thank you so much for speaking to
thank
us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And
thank
good
you.
Luck.
We love you. I love your body. I want your body.
I love your body. I want your body after two boys. I need that body.
You should see it tonight. I'm in a little devil's outfit.
You'll be seeing plenty of it very soon. Don't worry.
Oh, nice.
All over the mail online.
Kendall, lovely chatting with you, my darling. Thanks for being on FUBAR.
Thank you very much.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Good luck. Bye.
Bless her. Isn't we have
just
sweet?
Been once again blessed with lovely guests.
Right, I'm just telling you now, if she thinks I'm silly, she's sitting in the back of a cab with Callum Best dressed like that and they're just friends. You think I've fallen off a banana boat or what, young lady?
Now, Lithy, just because you have been on the sharp end of Callum Best.
His mother may be listening. Careful. You don't want to mess with Angie.
She was lovely on Loose Women just the other day,
I think,
wasn't
she? Should be a Loose Woman. What's happened to Katie Price? Why isn't she on there anymore?
Because she's spending time with Kieran.
Doing what?
And that journey up to Loose Women was too much for her. I don't know. Who knows? Not my place to say, Lizzie.
Okay.
So what are you
been enough about Katie Price. Poor Katie got it from old Gemma.
She certainly did. What are you going to be doing in the rest of the week?
Well, actually, I have my whole entire family coming to stay with me.
Lovely.
At the Country Pad, so I will not be out in any devil's outfit. I'll be home making roast chicken and on the farm.
Sounds lovely,
darling.
I'm having
country life this weekend.
Sounds delightful.
I'm in my wellies. They do have a heel.
Of course.
I'm having honestly a bit of a ooh-ah country leaf when they talk like that.
That sounds absolutely ideal. I'll be out getting pissed with my sister. Hello, Emma. I know you're listening.
Well, hi, Emma. Enjoy Strictly, darling. Yes. Fright Night. It's going to be great on X Factor as well.
Certainly will. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do on Strictly. And
I
want to
know
what
who's your
X
winner
Factor
on Strictly. Mine's Ali Ash. I'll tell you why, because he's coming into the studio.
Well, hey!
With Daisy Love.
We've got loads of good guests lined up that we can't tell you about
and
at the
Christina's
moment.
Christina's coming in as well. We've got Christina coming in with the baby. We're going to hear it all about the birth.
Let's wait until
placenta.
We get unconfirmed, Lizzie.
No, it's all happening. She's just text me. They're all coming on FUBAR.
Yeah, we've got some exciting guests lined up. And on the week I'm not here because I'm in Iceland, but there you go, we won't worry about that.
Well, darling, I'm sorry. I'll have to get Jeremy Vine, my dear friend, in.
Oh,
he
my
quite
God,
likes
actually,
me.
That would be good.
We're texting.
I wouldn't mind. Oh. The gorgeous hunk of a man, Jeremy Vine.
Jeremy
Who knew?
Vine.
Who knew that that was the kind of man that could.
I have
sway
to say,
you.
We have lots in common. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Well, you're a big fan of Brexit, aren't you? So I don't know.
Listen, darling. And you're a big fan of Hillary. She looks like she's getting in.
Yeah, she is. Woohoo. On that note, thank you, everyone, for listening this
evening.
I've
had the most fun show on FUBAR. Tune in to us next week. We love you.
And please make sure to check out the photos that will be coming very shortly online.
It is Fright Night.
And Lizzie's boobs all over the place, I'm telling you now. So until next week.
Love you guys. Happy Halloween.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Woo!
To believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle, on a miracle. Say go through the darkest of days, having to heartbreak away, never let you go, never let me down. Give up, na na na. I won't give up, na na na. Let me love you.
Don't you give up, nah, nah, nah. I won't give up, nah, nah, nah. Let me love you. Let me love you.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.